Hello, world. I'm back. This is Louis with Patron bringing you Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou live this Tuesday, October 1, 2013. Hello, how are you? Much to talk about tonight. One of the most exciting weeks in the United States in years this week. We are in a government shutdown, and I'm going to talk briefly first about the government shutdown. If you wish to call in and talk with me, the number is 646-478-5731. I repeat, 646-478-5731. I think this government shutdown is an absolute disgrace. The United States is purportedly and is in reality the strongest nation in the world, okay? We got two wars going, one in Afghanistan, one in Iraq. We're involved with the Syrian situation. We're screwing around with the Russians. We've got an oral situation going with Brazil because they claim we spied on them, which we probably have been doing. We are losing face with the whole world because of this governmental shutdown. You know, the Tea Party does not care what we look like to the rest of the world. But it is important that we're able to handle little things here in our country, like passing a minor spending budget without turning off the operation of our everyday government. This is totally wrong. This governmental shutdown, it makes us look like asses to the rest of the world. It affects how we appear to the rest of the world. It makes us look weak. You know, it's interesting. We've been hearing on television and reading in the newspaper for the last few days that only 10% of the people in this country actually support this shutdown. Majority of the people don't want it. A significant majority do not want it. Someone is going to pay for this, and I believe ultimately it will be the Republicans. You know, our congressmen do not live in a real world. They don't. They've got it knocked. We elect them and we make them minor gods and princesses by electing them to office, to the House of Representatives or to the United States Senate. They make $174,000 a year. Not a lot of money to some. A king's ransom to another. They get free medical. Can you imagine free medical when they oppose Obamacare? They've got it made in that regard. Unfortunately, in the last election, a group of Tea Party people got elected, which is their right. And these people, some 60-odd number of them, are controlling the House of Representatives. There's over 400 people in the House, Democrats and Republicans. But that group of 60 has absolute total control over John Boehner, the Speaker, and over the House of Representatives. And they have one goal in mind, and that is to bring down the government of the United States. I am not wrong. You know I'm not wrong. We cannot be denied. They want to make us look bad. They wanted this government shutdown from a year and a half ago when they were elected. This was their goal, bring the government down. They think they can improve things by stopping the wheels of government, bringing them to a dynamic halt. And right now they're doing that. Unfortunately, I think they picked the wrong fight here. I think ultimately the president will win, the Democrats, on this issue. And I think people like Senator Cruz, where'd this guy come from? He reminds me of Joe McCarthy. I'm old enough to remember Joe McCarthy. Everyone was a communist back in the 50s and 60s when he was in power. He was head of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Anyone he brought before his committee, are you a communist? And the people who were innocent were made to look bad merely by being subpoenaed to come before the committee. This guy reminds me of McCarthy. He looks like him, absolutely looks like him. Smart guy. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by how he handled Meet the Press. He's good. He has a tongue that can move in two directions. He can speak out of both sides of his mouth. He's smooth. The man is dangerous. He has a mind that is dangerous. He is happy. He's thriving in all this. He wants to be president of the United States. God help us. Okay, God help us. They want the end of Obamacare, these Tea Party people in the House of Representatives. Obamacare. You know, Obamacare may in one fashion have started today, but it's been ongoing. Number one, it got passed 4 years ago. It got signed by both houses, the House of Representatives and the Senate. It was signed into law by the president. It was brought before the United States Supreme Court and tested and found to be constitutional. There was an election then, a presidential election, Obama and Romney. And what was the main subject? Obamacare. Romney ran on the principle that if he was elected, the first thing he was going to do was repeal Obamacare. That's the way it is in this country. I mean, 5 years now this law's been there. Certain things have happened. Now the big stuff started today. That's the process. I mean, that's how the games play. Just like in a baseball game, there are nine innings. In a football game, there's four quarters. Those are the rules of the game. And Obamacare survived. It didn't exist. That's now how you take it down. These people, these Tea Party people, these Republicans in control in the House, I don't know if anybody remembers little Jack Horner who sat in the corner. They remind me of little Jack Horner who sat in the corner, and at the end he said, "Oh, what a good boy am I." These asses are looking in the mirror, smiling, and saying as they look at themselves, "Oh, what a good boy am I." Now, there's some, they make me laugh. There's some, if it wasn't so sad, what's happening? There are some effects which have been occurring here. Today, this is the first day of governmental shutdown. World War II veterans showed up in Washington. They were brought there, I think, with governmental monies. I'm not sure, but some special plane trip. World War II veterans, they're in their late 80s, 90s. Many in wheelchairs with canes. They are old, these men. And they went to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. They flew in at 10 in the morning where they were at the memorial at 11. 90 of them. And guess what? You know, all the memorials, all the national parks are closed today because of the governmental shutdown. Well, they had, you know, some guards there, and they had some sort of barriers. And these soldiers said, "We don't care. We fought in World War II. We're going to go in." And the guards turned their backs. These fellas moved the barriers, and they went in. And why not? They should have. They deserved it. The problem is, this is what happened today. The memorials, the parks are closed because of the Tea Party and the Republicans. What makes me laugh further is I see on television tonight Michelle Bachmann. You know Michelle Bachmann. She's a nut. First class. And where was Michelle Bachmann? She was at the World War II Memorial saying on television in the midst of these elderly gentlemen, "I came here to help if I could." Well, she came to help, but she voted. She voted the way necessary that resulted in the governmental shutdown for today. Hypocrisy. There is an Air Force Navy game this Saturday. It probably won't go on because this is discretional spending, moving our school teams, our military school teams, back and forth. The Department of Defense announced today that all intercollegiate sports between the military academies were suspended because of the governmental shutdown. There's a game scheduled, Army in Boston, this weekend. Good luck. That isn't going to happen either. 800,000 federal employees were furloughed today, which means they were laid off. They're not going to get paid any further till this thing is over, this governmental shutdown. These are not people making $174,000 a year. There might be a few $74,000 a year, but these are your $20,000, $30,000, and $40,000 a year people primarily. They're working people. They have families to feed. They need their paychecks. Starting today, they're not drawing any money. Veteran services, if you're a vet of any kind, you need some help from the Veterans Administration. Good luck, you're not going to get it. Washington, D.C. is supported with taxpayer dollars. We all know it. The schools in Washington, D.C. have no money to continue educating the children until this governmental shutdown is over. The president today signed a law, which both houses passed, permitting the military to be paid because the fellows in our soldiers, rather, male and female in Afghanistan, were not going to get paid. They're out there fighting. Some are dying. Some are getting maimed today. Their discretionary spending under the law, they weren't going to get paid. So a law was passed that they should be paid. Fine. Stop it right there. We don't have any more exceptions. If the Republicans, the Tea Party especially, wanted to bring this ruination upon our nation, this embarrassment to our nation, this inconvenience to our nation, then let all suffer. Not because I want anyone to suffer, but the only way we're going to understand the stupidity of what has occurred, the lunacy of what they did, is for everybody who was going to suffer if this happened, does suffer. There have to be enough cries so that the Republicans hear and this thing gets resolved. And it will if enough people complain. And I think it's going to happen. All right. Now, let's talk about governmental waste. Governmental waste. I'm switching to governmental waste. Let me put this in proper perspective, what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you examples of governmental waste. And the reason I'm doing it, okay, is this past week, the House of Representatives, home of the Tea Party, voted to eliminate $40 billion worth of food stamps over the next 10 years. That's 3.8 billion food stamps a year. Well, this is at a time when our poor, people who use food stamps, has gone up to something like, I think, what's the number here, 42 million or something, or no, I'm wrong. Whatever the number is, the number has increased. Yeah, it's 47 point something million people are on food stamps in this country, 15% of our population, and they're cutting these people out. At a time when food stamps, under Obama, I got to tell you, 5 billion extra people have 13 billion people. I got my numbers screwed up. 13 billion people more in the last 5 years have gone on food stamps. The poor need food stamps. Are we going to deny food to people? The other thing is the Republicans are eliminating free breakfast for children. So now they're affecting the young. They've hurt the poor. They're hurting the young. They want to get rid of Obamacare. They don't want to help the sick. The poor, the young, and the sick are getting screwed. And they're always talking about if they're successful with Obamacare, my friends, then they're going to go after Social Security and Medicare. They hate Social Security and Medicare. They're going after the elderly. Now, who needs help from the government more than the poor, the young, the sick, and the elderly? Speaks for itself. While they're yelling and screaming, cutting back on food stamps, breakfast for kids, want to get rid of Obamacare, let me show you how the House of Representatives, our Congress, and people in Washington, because all money, by the way, gets approved and emanates through the House of Representatives. Under the Constitution, they are the only ones who have the right, to authorize the spending of money. So everything I'm going to talk about comes back to them in effect. Did you know that the United States Senate has its own barbershop since the early 1800s. They have their own barbershop where 100 senators go and get a haircut. The women can get their hair done by a hairdresser, female senators. The men can get manicures. Up until 1979, it was free. Then, because of the Carter recession, the senators decided we should pay something. They're paying $3.50 for a haircut. Right? This, it's a semi-palatial manner where they get their haircuts. This barbershop operates at a loss of $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year. This barbershop is run and paid for by the taxpayers of the United States. While they want to take food stamps away from the poor and they want to take breakfast away from the kids, they're out there blowing every year $500,000 on haircuts with our money. I pay for my own haircuts. You pay for your own. The women pay. We're listening to get their hair done. Very expensive, isn't it, ladies? Not right. Then, let me tell you this, they authorize studies, and the Congress of the United States is the one who, you know, says, we have a big budget. The budget is voluminous, and these are the things we approve for this year. And one of the things they approved, believe it or not, this great House of Representatives, was $2.6 million, which they paid to Wayne State University, $2.6 million, you're going to laugh. You thought the barbershops were bad? To train Chinese prostitutes to drink more responsibly on the job. A study to determine how to train Chinese prostitutes, not even American prostitutes, to drink more responsibly on the job. You explain that one to me, $2.6 million. There's credit card misuse and abuse in the federal government. Federal employees have cards. The U.S. Postal Service, here's an example, $13,500 on the U.S. Postal Service card for dinner for 187 people at a Ruth Chris Steakhouse, over 200 appetizers, over $3,000 for alcohol, 40 bottles of $50 wine. They drink Johnny Walker Gold, Belvedere. How about this? They approved, they got to remember, Congress, the House of Representatives approves the Pentagon budget. Here's where the Defense Department budget, here's what the Pentagon spent for two stupid things. They spent $998,794 to ship two 19-cent washers from South Carolina to Texas. And in another instance, they spent $293,000 to ship one 89-cent washer from South Carolina to Florida. All right. Interesting, huh? Now, let's go on to this. How about Congress authorized and gave to Alaska Airlines $500,000 to paint a Chinook salmon, a fish, on a Boeing 737? The Department of Defense, all federal employees, they fly. And these, you know, they order the plane tickets, they charge them. They blew $100 million, the Defense Department, because their tickets were all refundable. They had $100 million worth of airline tickets that were not used and were refundable, and they did not refund them. Here's another beauty. The Congress of the United States, this beautiful House of Representatives, these Tea Party people who want to get rid of breakfast for children and food for the poor with the food stamps and want to get rid of health, medical help by getting rid of Obamacare. They authorized and spent $505,000, I repeat, $505,000 to promote specialty hair and beauty products for cats and dogs. to $500,000 to promote specialty hair and beauty products for cats and dogs. And they also authorized and spent $97,000 for floating outhouses. You heard me. Floating outhouses for Oregon fishermen. You know those political conventions we see every 4 years where they nominate the Republicans do and the Democrats do, the next, their presidential candidates. Terrific TV, isn't it? It's a big party. You know who pays for that? I always thought the political parties paid for it. No way! Every 4 years, listen to this, every 4 years, each party gets $100 million to throw the convention. That 4 or 5 day convention costs $100 million for each party. And the House of Representatives has voted each time that the government of the United States, taxpayer dollars, will pay for this big party, this convention. Disgraceful. Let's see now. What other beauties did I find there? Oh, if you work as a member of the House of Representatives or you work as a senator in the Capitol, there are elevators that go up and down. The elevators were all automated. All you had a person has to do, like you and I do, you get on the elevator, you look for your floor, you press the button. The senators and representatives were not happy having to press the button. Newly automated elevators. $440,000 is spent every year to pay someone, an attendant and an elevator attendant, to push the buttons that the senators and the members of the House of Representatives do not wish to push. Now, we all go to IHOPs on occasion. I like IHOPs. I take my grandchildren here to an IHOP. IHOP's a very successful business. Great breakfast place, luncheon place. And it's geared to middle class or high-low income families. They should be building their own restaurants. For some reason, and this can't explain it, nobody built McDonald's. Nobody built an IHOP anywhere else. Nobody gave money to Burger King. Nobody gave money to Wendy's. No one gave money to Subway. I'm talking about federal monies to do anything. But in Columbia Heights, which is one of Washington, D.C.'s trendiest and most desirable neighborhoods, the House of Representatives allotted $800,000 to IHOP in a grant. A grant is a gift. You don't pay it back. Not a loan. It's a gift to subsidize the building of a new IHOP. Courthouses. We need federal courthouses everywhere because our judges should have nice courtrooms, especially judges representing the United States. Since 2000, we have built, millions of square feet of new courthouses all over the United States. Okay? Except there's one problem. We've got more courthouse space now than what we need. Since the year 2000, we built these beautiful, magnificent courthouses. We don't need many of them. Now, I don't know what they all cost to build. These buildings that are empty, these courthouse buildings that are empty all over the United States and have been empty for more than 10 years, but you know how much it costs to maintain, to clean them, make sure the windows are washed every year? The United States taxpayers, through the House of Representatives, who control the money in this country, spend $57 million every year, $57 million to maintain those empty courtrooms, which were not needed in the first instance. I'm going to end with one example, and this is another beauty, okay? The House of Representatives authorized a $386,000 study, which was paid to Ohio State University, $386,000 study to determine how to best massage a rabbit. You heard me, to determine how to best massage a rabbit. $386,000 to find out how best to rub a rabbit while people can't get food stamps. Breakfast for Children are gone, and they want to cut back and get rid of Obamacare. Let's go to humor now. That was sad stuff. I read something interesting recently. I do the show from Key West. I carry the moniker around with me for the last 7 years of Key West Lou. Did you know in 1955, this is a tourist town. Key West only industries tourism. We have hotels, motels. In 1955, there was a war, a price war between or amongst the hotel, the motels. And eight of them on the same day put up the same sign. You're going to love it. Motel rooms free for tourists. Motel, that's how they competed. It got down to, we'll give you the rooms for nothing. And eight of them did it. I love it. That's beautiful. Let's switch to Greece for a moment very quickly. I've spoken about Greece many times. I've written about Greece. I've done it on my TV show. I wrote a long column for the newspaper on it. I've seen it. I've been there two times the last 2 years for extended periods of time. And I reported that they have a Nazi party now. It's called the New Dawn Party. And it's gotten very, very strong. It's also a political situation. And the party in power fears this Nazi party, which has been growing in party. So what did they do yesterday? I can't believe what they did yesterday. they arrested the leaders of the Golden Dawn Party, 18 of them. They got 20 more arrest warrants out for the rest of the party. This is not, I hate the Nazis. We all hate what the Nazis did. And this Nazi party is just like the Nazi party in Germany. But you don't get rid of your political enemies by just going out and arresting them. Think, my friends. What has been happening in Egypt the last 2 or 3 weeks? The military took over. They arrested Mosi. When Mosi took over, he arrested his people. Had Mubarak arrested. You can't arrest your political enemies. I mean, just think. Obama beat McCain. Do we put McCain in jail? All right. I mean, that's just how things work. At Romney. Should Romney have gone to jail because he was part of the opposition and he lost? You don't do this. Or when a candidate loses. Bush won. Only went in for 4 years. He didn't win a second term. Should Clinton have then had him arrested and his people arrested and put in jail? You don't do things like that. But getting back to the Golden Dawn Party, the German-type Nazi party, the National Post had an interesting article this morning by a woman by the name of Wordsworth. And she said what I've been saying in more words for the last 6 months, and I quote, economic collapse, mass joblessness, uniformed paramilitaries, street violence, political assassination, and now a roundup of opposition MPs, Euro-wrecked Greece is beginning to feel eerily like Weimar Germany. Weimar Germany, Germany of the late 1920s and early 1930s, just as I have been writing. Okay, let me tell you quickly about Venezuela. They, this past week, threw out three of our diplomats. We don't have an ambassador because since Hugo Chavez, we don't really, technically, we don't have relations with them. Their economy's bad. I've been telling you, I've been writing about this. There is a toilet paper shortage. 30% of a person's monthly pay goes for toilet paper now. You heard me. 30% of a person's pay goes for toilet paper if they can find it to buy it. The government, they don't have toothpaste. Things are so screwed up that they're trying to shift the blame and the attention from themselves so they get rid of the American diplomats. And they're blaming us in effect for the bad times they're having. We're treating them wrong. That's the show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Read my blog. I write a blog every morning, KeyWestLou.com. KeyWestLou.com. Watch my television show Friday morning, the Key West Lou Legal Hour. What more can I tell you? I've enjoyed talking with you. I'll see you next week.